Welcome back to Jesus Speaks Farsi, and today we've got a special episode in answer to the listeners who've been asking about the current situation in Iran. We're recording this on October 19th, 2022, in response to the ongoing protests currently happening inside the country. Just over a month ago, on September 16th, 22-year-old Mahsa Amini was taken into custody by the morality police in the capital city of Tehran. Her crime was not having her hair fully covered by her hijab. She was beaten and later died in hospital from severe head injuries. This sparked protests all across the nation, mainly being led by women, demanding justice not only for Mahsa, but for the millions of women who have suffered abuse at the hands of those who rule inside Iran. In my time working with the Iranian church, I've seen protests like this happen before, but many are saying that these are the most intense since the revolution in 1979. And officials are saying that over 200 protesters have already been killed by the authorities, but I'm sure it's many more. And just the other day, a fire spread through Evin Prison, which houses many political prisoners and has been home to many courageous Christians over the years. This Sunday, on October 23rd, there'll be a day of prayer for the people in Iran, and churches from all over the globe will be joining their voices and filming their prayers to let those inside the country know that the church sees them and cares for them. For more information and ways to get involved, please go to elam.com/day of prayer. But as we've seen time and time again, in the midst of suffering and hardship, the church is at work and Jesus continues to stand at the door of people's hearts and knock. And today, even during these very challenging times, the people of Iran are opening the door of their heart and finding freedom in Christ. I'm happy to have my Iranian friend Kayvan with me today, who no longer lives in Iran but oversees the training of thousands of Iranian Christians. We won't be going into detail on how he helps church leaders inside the country in today's episode for security reasons, but I can assure you that Kayvan is doing a great job serving the Lord and helping many, many Christian leaders inside Iran. Kayvan, thank you for joining us today on Jesus Speaks Farsi.
Hi, Joe. It's my honor and joy to be here.
So I want to start off today's episode with a question that might seem silly in the light of everything that's happening in Iran, because there is real suffering and hardship going on that's very sad. But I want to start by asking you some of the things that you love about your country. When you think of Iran and the people, what are some of the things you love about that place? Because it's important for us to remember that all these Iranian people are made in the image of God and they walk around in his likeness. And I just want to hear what your thoughts are about your love for your country.
I was born to love Iran. I was born in Iran and I love Iran so much. And I love the relationship, you know, and the warmness in the Iranians' relationship, and definitely the food and the culture that is there. So I love these are the things I love about Iran.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about Iranian people, when I get to hang out with them and we're in meetings, and so many times it all of a sudden will turn into a dance party, and the men and the women will dance in this very Persian way, which I'm terrible at. My body just doesn't move that way. So I've been embarrassed on a number of occasions. But it's funny, in the UK, it tends to be the women that love dancing and maybe a handful of men, but most men will stand on the outside and watch. Whereas these Iranian people, it's like the men are almost leading it, and it's like it shows how manly they are by how graceful they can dance. So it's really, really beautiful to watch. But I love the Iranian people very much, and I want our listeners to just remember that in light of what we're about to talk about and the sad things that are happening, these are beautiful people. So Kayvan, please tell us, you still have family and friends inside Iran. How's it been for them the last few weeks?
Yeah, I do have relatives and friends inside Iran, and as you see on news and on social media, has been a difficult few weeks for everyone inside Iran, as they see the injustice and they see the government how is treating the people that is breaking their heart. And it's a hard season.
And so, as you are involved with training lots of leaders and encouraging the churches and the people there in Iran, can you tell us some of the things that you've seen God doing, or what He's been teaching you through this last month?
I think in this last month, what I have seen and what I see the leaders who have been trained or being trained is are seeing in their life is that, you know, our Lord Jesus is using every chance as a opportunity to help people to experience the love of God and to know who He is and to have this chance. And I think this is a difficult season, difficult situation, but what I see, you know, this is an opportunity for many people to encounter the true God and true love and true freedom.
So you would say that despite the hardship and the suffering, people are almost more open to hearing the gospel message and hearing about Christianity at the moment?
I think this is kind of like a rule, you know, when there is more pressure, when there is more difficulties, and especially when it is from, you know, the idols that they call God, you know, people look for the true God, people look for a hope, people look for a savior, and I think, yeah, this season actually bring people to the place, you know, that they are more open to hear, more open, you know, to hear what our Lord Jesus is for them.
So on this podcast, we love hearing stories and sharing stories. So have you got any stories from the last month or so about what some of the leaders are doing or what you're hearing and how Jesus is moving?
Yeah, I love sharing stories, and I count it as an honor, you know, what God is doing, that we'll be able to share it with each other and encourage each other's faith. Yeah, and in just few highlight that comes in my mind, in few weeks ago, before this protest began, we started a new leadership course. And the course we started by this, we say God is writing a story, and He invite us in His beautiful story and give us a part to play, that in by playing this part we will know Him more and we will be closer to Him. And then in the afternoon we pray, said, Lord, lead us, you know, who you want us to invite to your story, and who you want us to say come and have fellowship with us, with the Lord. And on the first day of the course, you know, one of our students who actually was a police officer inside Iran, and you know, he got he met the Lord, and God changed his life, and he couldn't serve with
so,
that.
So this story that you're about to share is about a man who was part of the police force in Iran and yeah, now he met the Lord. Yeah. Oh, so we can keep praying for those people in the police and the government in Iran because they're encountering the Lord as well. Wow, that's incredible. Continue with the story.
Yeah. This brother, he was part of the police, and then he met the Lord, and then he saw injustice and the challenges there, so he protested, and then he left the system. And now he's on the three-month course, in the leadership course. And on the first day of the course, we prayed, and two by two, we went out, you know, in the street, and we prayed, and we found Iranian and share our story with them and pray with them and told them about our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when we were, it was towards night, because we went from like a early evening, you know, for 3-4 hours we have been in the street and sharing with people. We were coming back home and I saw this brother, he's in tears and he's crying, and he's a size wise he's a, you know, like a muscle,
a
big man. That's the reason he was working in the police office, and he was crying. I said, what happened? And he said, you know, I met a man. This man that he met, you know, he shared the gospel with him a few years ago in another town. And the man came to the Lord and he took him to church, but he had to leave to another city and they had no connection. And he said, I was walking and I went to a park and I saw a guy sitting on a branch. And he looked familiar, but like sad. And I went forward and I looked. This was the same man. I shared the gospel with him a few years ago. And I start talking with him and he said, you know, my life is in the horrible situation. I'm going through divorce. And today I came out and I prayed, said, Jesus, if you are the Lord, send someone to help me. And in the city, which more than, they say, 20 million people living in that city, you know,
wow.
He met the same man on the first day of the course. And that was so, so encouraging, you know, to see how our Lord is moving, how he's confirming, you know, that this, you know, people who are going through horrible and terrible situations, he loves them, he cares for them, he, you know, put things together that they would know the love of God.
That's amazing. People willing to go out and God has people and places ordained for them to be before they even leave. That's amazing. So how are people receiving the scriptures in Iran during this time of protest?
And this is so God is always amazes us with how, you know, that we see things and how he uses it for his glory and his kingdom. And I don't know, I have this image, you know, sometimes, you know, like the enemy, you know, takes something and I say, we'll destroy it. But God says, okay, I will put my hand on that things you think you want to destroy it, and I use it for good and use it for victory. You know, this, when the protest happened, the internet in Iran was shut down, you know, then nobody has access to internet. But some cities and some places at night, they would have internet or some hours. And we lost contact with some of the with leaders inside. And we, after 2 days, we got a, this was very encouraging for all of us, the team. We got a text from one of our emerging leader who is inside, that when internet cut off, she went and she prayed and said, Lord, you know, this is the situation in Iran. You know, what do you want us to do? What is your direction? What do you say? And Lord put her in her heart a Kurdish city in the west of Iran. And she's living in the at least I would say like 14 hours, you know, 15 hours by bus away from that city. And Lord tells her, you know, go to that city. And it's so interesting, you know, like she takes a new believer that she's discipling with her, two lady, they go on a bus. The next day they are in that city. They don't know anyone in that city.
But she had no prior connection to this city that was
nothing.
14 hours away.
No, nothing. And
wow.
And just the Lord put in her heart and she obeyed. And she take another person, new believer, with her. And this new believer is so interesting, you know, from her point of view, you know, like few months you have come to the Lord and, you know, the person who is your kind of co-traveler, you know, takes you, say, let's go by bus. I don't know, like 15 hours on a bus and we go to another city in this, you know, challenging time. And they arrived there and they went to the city like a walk around and they prayed and they found families and they shared with them. And the message she sent us was so interesting. She was in a house of one of those people. She has witnessed to them, and two family members come to the Lord. And she was sitting and she was having like lunch with them and you know, told them about her testimony, and they came to the Lord. And it was so encouraging, you know, to see, you know, how in this challenging time, in this time, you know, people are looking for a hope. People are looking for life.
So did this woman and her kind of this new believer, they traveled together 14, 15 hours to a new city. They walk the streets, share their stories, and two people, do they like sleep at the same house of the people? Like, what did they do? Did they stay over?
They stayed there for a few days.
How long did she spend in the city, or is she still there?
As far as I know, 2-3 days she stayed there with them.
Wow, that's wonderful. What a wonderful story. So then she'll obviously try and keep contact with these people and help them grow in their faith. And
yeah,
that's amazing. 14-hour trip because you felt the Lord put a city on your heart.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. All right, we've got time for one more story. Have you got any more stories you can share with us?
This story comes from, again, from inside the country. Uh-huh. And near this time of protest, actually like 1-2 days before the time of protest. And this was one of our, again, you know, emerging leader, that she has been excellent, you know, like to share the gospel with her family member, with relative, you know, and many people have come to know the Lord through her witness. And but like on the course, when we said we have to go, we go in the street and, you know, we share with a stranger, you know, we find a stranger, and she was not sure. She was saying, you know, I don't know how people will react.
Because this is dangerous to just go and share. If you share with the wrong person, you can get in serious trouble, right?
Yeah. You can be ended up in prison. You can be beaten up, or you can be, you know, lot of consequences can be there. And we just say, you know, just pray and see how Lord is leading you. And she prays and said, Lord, I will take one New Testament and go out, see how it goes, and you lead me. She walks, you know, she said, I walk in the street. I didn't felt, you know, to talk with someone. I went to a park and I sat in a park and I saw a group of like a college or university student girl. You know, they are sitting there and they're working on their, I don't know, like essay or working on their homework and things they have to work on. And she said, I felt I have to go and share with them. And she said, I went and I said hi and start a conversation with them. And she said, I shared my testimony. I told them the story, and I had one New Testament, and I give them the New Testament to one of them. And she said, after like a few seconds, the girl, like 10 girls, they were like fighting among themselves, you know. And she said, I was, you know, it was that for a few seconds, I thought hundreds of things going in my mind, that they are saying, wow, why you took the New Testament, or why, you know, okay, you did this. And she was thinking this and said, by her amaze, you know, they say, and say, why you give one New Testament to this girl? We all want one New Testament. And really? You have to promise us, bring us a New Testament. And said one of the girls, you know, brought a piece of paper and wrote all their name and phone number. Said, this is our name and phone numbers. Please bring us a New Testament. And this was so like for us, you know, to see how God is, you know, confirming how God is.
That blows me away, that story, because I've seen the images on the news, but I have a lot of Iranian friends that have been showing me other videos and pictures that haven't made it on the news. And so many of these protests are being led by university-aged women. Yeah. And I think at the same time that these women are crying out for freedom and justice for everything that's happened, they're also fighting over who gets to read the scriptures, where we ultimately find, you know, full freedom in Christ. So when we think about these women crying out for freedom, we see them on the news, we see them on social media. We know that deep down they're longing for the words of Jesus that bring true hope. And that's a beautiful picture that's happening. Keyvan, thank you so much for giving your time today and just giving us a few stories to encourage us that Jesus is alive, that Jesus is at work despite the hardships inside Iran. And for those of you that enjoyed today's story and are praying for Iran, why not join us this Sunday, 23rd of October? We'll be doing a day of prayer for Iran. More information, you can go to elam.com/day of prayer. And we would love you to tell your friends, your family, your churches to come together and pray. One of the things I'm excited about is that we're going to ask people to just take a video clip of themselves or a group or their church of praying, 10, 15 seconds of people praying for Iran, so we can then show people inside the country that the church around the world cares for them and that we are praying for them and that we love them. So, Keyvan, thank you so much. And God bless you and all the work that you're doing. We're praying for Iran.
Thank you.
Jesus Speaks Farsi is produced by Elam Ministries, a nonprofit charity whose mission is to strengthen and expand the church in the Iran region and beyond. For more information and ways to partner, visit elam.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. We would love for more people to learn about what Jesus is doing amongst Persian speakers today.